Now it's short story. But first, let me offer you a few NBC program notes. Saturday evening, enjoy another in the series of full-hour spring concerts presented by the NBC Symphony Orchestra. This Saturday, the NBC Symphony Orchestra will play selections by Brahms and Tchaikovsky. Then later, NBC presents a special program called This is Korea. Later, the Camel Caravan will co-star Vaughn Monroe and Roberta Lee in a musical salute to Seattle's famous University of Washington. And for friends of the Dixieland beat, Saturday night means the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Now it's Short Story on NBC. NBC presents Short Story. Tonight, Scuttlebutt by James Michener. A Pulitzer Prize for Literature and the most successful musical comedy in the history of the Broadway stage should be enough credits to last any author the rest of his life. James Michener achieved both honors with a single, unpretentious collection of stories which he called Tales of the South Pacific. Tonight we have another tale from the South Pacific for you. It was not included in the original book, and yet in its mood, its characterization, and its background, it belongs there. Here is Scuttlebutt by James Michener.
This fellow, Mike Bates, was the kind of officer the Navy needed. He was only an ensign, but he was quite a man. I met him in 44 when we were on the USS Landfall. We were hanging off some tropic paradise while LCT ferried out supplies. Most of it came aboard in a cargo net, but a couple of them walked up the accommodation ladder. A radio operator and Mike Bates. He threw a salute at the quarterdeck, the kind I hadn't seen since I graduated as a 90-day wonder out of Columbia. We were talking about it in our quarters while we pursued cultural activities.
I'll bet you five and raise you five.
On one lousy card, you're raising me?
Put your money where your mouth is.
I'll see you, just to keep you honest.
All black. A flush.
I won't even stop to argue. Your deal, Jim.
Push him over.
See the new man?
Oh, very pretty.
Bates. Mike Bates. Where have I went into that before?
In the movies.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. He was a movie star.
I said he was pretty.
Now, don't get the wrong idea. He's okay. He tore our contract up in a confetti and enlisted.
What do you deal in cards?
He came in as an enlisted man?
Yeah. Didn't take any chicken either. He was okay. Listen, it isn't his fault he was an actor.
Some people just have a tuck with another, that's all.
There's one ante missing, Salford.
Okay, okay.
Don't bother with my stuff, Bob. I'll move it myself later.
I can't help.
By me.
Hiya, fellas. I'm Mike Bates.
Hi. You were in the battalion ahead of me in training, right?
Yeah, that's right. Miller. Ossie Miller, huh?
I didn't think you'd remember.
Always try to remember, fellas. Well, quite a ship, huh?
It leaks.
It stinks.
Oh, I don't know. You should have seen the dog I came off of. Hey, this one looks pretty good. Good solid construction. You can put your fist through the bulkhead in the one I was on. Well, it looks like a nice cruise. Pleasant weather, good company. What more could you want?
60 days leave stateside.
A case of cold beer.
A pretty redhead. Sure, sure. In the meantime, there's nothing like an ocean cruise. Hey, what time is mess?
He was like that. Always seemed to make the best of things. Didn't take long for us to get his life history. He attended Hill School, which is somewhere in Pennsylvania, but is some swanky joint. From there, he took 1 year of college.
Hey, Mike, how come you went all the way from Pennsylvania to California?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I went to get into the movies.
How'd you go about that?
I was crazy, I guess. I used to cut classes and finally got a job as an extra. I had 5 seconds in one picture. Only one day the projector got stuck while the director was seeing rushes, and I got plastered all over the screen. They needed a clean-cut college type, and before they could get the machine running again, he sent somebody out to hire me.
You're lucky.
You ain't kidding.
Well, why'd you enlist, Mike? You could have hung on for 6 months more, maybe. You made a lot of dough.
Oh, I don't know. Things always turn out all right for me. I figured I could get back for one, too.
What's it like, you know, when you get a scene where you're supposed to... You know, when it's one of them women that... well, what's it like, huh?
Mm, it's a living. Anybody want to play seven card stud?
You couldn't get Mike Bates down. He had a laugh a minute, even on the landfall. That buck had brought out the heel in all of us. We were sweating our way across the Pacific to some beachhead, and we spent the time in squabbles, jealousies, and rotten breaks. Through it all, Bates stood up like $1 million. Just couldn't be licked.
Well, right, Jack, have a right shot. Oh, love it,
I haven't got the energy to heat my shoe, which is too hot.
Come on, hit the deck, Bob. Time for chow.
That's one of the things I have against the morning. It's time for chow.
You got against the food. It's great.
How can you sit and look at that slum gullion without... never mind.
You know, my Aunt Betsy runs a boarding house in Oklahoma. And if Aunt Betsy could see the feast we have set before us every day, she'd holler, "Somebody done stole my cookbook." Yes, sir, that's what she'd say.
You know, either he means it, or else he's a better actor than we think he is. Mike, eating the food on this tub is not considered part of the line of duty.
I don't know what you're griping about, gentlemen. The cuisine on the SS Landfall compares favorably with a brown derby.
That's what it tastes like, all right. A brown derby. Mike, why don't you go out on deck and let me be miserable in peace, huh?
Mike meant it, too. He'd eat whatever was served to him, drink a lot of water to kill the taste, and then leave the table. He'd never bellyache. The enlisted men liked him, too. I was talking to Pettis, the yeoman. He told me how they felt.
Well, Mr. Bates is okay. He's an ace.
You like him?
Yeah, all the men do. We figure there's one guy who deserves to be an officer. Oh, present company accepted.
Don't mind me.
No, I mean, he takes an interest in you. You know, he'll talk to you, tell you about the stars, how fast the tub's going, what's good for athlete's foot, and whether General Eisenhower is going to land in France. You know, just talk.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, all right.
You think maybe he wouldn't. Well, you know what I mean. Guy who's been in the movies and all. But he's okay.
In addition, Mike Bates was the king of the scuttlebutt. He was the first to hear rumors. He was a born gossip. He told us when the ship's stores would be open. He told us what we were going to have for supper. He told us what the old man said to the exec when the steward spilled the coffee. No subject was too trivial to excite his interest. That's how he got mixed up with the dog. It started down in hole 3. The master at arms was poking around in that inhuman fashion that masters at arms have.
Hey, sailor.
Who, me?
What do you got there?
Where?
That sack.
Nothing. I ain't got nothing in there. That's my laundry, that's all.
Yeah? Let me see it.
That's my laundry, honest. That's all.
Your laundry, huh? Let me see that.
Hey, look out. Now you heard him.
A dog. I thought I'd see everything. A dog. You can't take a dog on this ship.
Well, he don't eat much. He isn't hurting anybody. We just took him along so we could have a pet on the beach when we got there. Hey, look, he wants to play with you, see? Mike?
Get that dog out of here.
Sure.
Off the ship.
Off the ship?
That's what I said.
How am I going to do that in the middle of the ocean?
Throw him overboard.
But he's my dog. I couldn't do that.
I said to throw him overboard. You got 5 minutes to get rid of that dog. 5 minutes. Now shake it.
It's okay, pup. It won't hurt much. It's all right. Hey, come on. Look out. You're licking my face. Poor little pup.
Hey. What's up, pup?
Oh, Mr. Bates. I've got to throw my dog away.
You what?
Yeah, the master at arms said so. I've got to throw him away. Give me 5 minutes. That's what he said.
You mean that big fat one?
Yes, sir.
Well, that don't sound like Navy to me, Bob. You hold on to that dog.
What can I do if he makes me get rid of him? He's a master at arms.
I don't care if he's Admiral Halsey. There isn't anybody around who can't be handled. Hey, wait a minute. Why don't you sell me that dog?
You?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, the fellas say you're one officer you can trust, but... Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Sure. Look, sell him to me, huh?
No, I can't sell him, sir. I'll give him to you.
Here, you take this. And this makes it a deal, huh?
$50?
Well, what else have I got to do with it? Look,
When we land, I'll sell him back to you for $5, okay?
Gee, Mr. Bates, I can't.
Hey, you sailor.
It's a master at arms.
What did I tell you about that dog?
Yeah, but I'm...
What did I tell you about that dog?
You mean my dog?
Dog's his, ain't it, sir?
No, no. I was just letting him have it for a while.
Oh, sorry, sir.
That's all right, Chief. You can go now.
Very good, sir.
He... Mr. Bates, he ain't no chief.
I thought all masters at arms were chiefs.
Oh, no, sir. You must be new out here, huh?
Yeah, that's it, Bub. I'm new. Say, what's Pup's name?
We kind of call him Scuttlebutt.
Well, I'll kind of call him that, too, huh? Come on, Scuttlebutt, let's go.
Hey, Mike, don't that dog ever go to sleep?
Give him a shot of whiskey.
Oh, I think it's kind of cheerful. Huh, Scuttlebutt? Huh?
Where are you going to keep him?
Right here. He can sleep under the table. Hey, boy.
You can't keep him on this ship.
He's in the Navy, isn't he?
So are the waves.
Gee, you should have seen that kid. I think he was crying when he took that dog to rail.
Pettis told me you gave the kid $50.
Just when I won off you guys at poker.
You're a sucker.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
What? What? Sum up?
Scuttlebutt.
You heard something new?
No, Scuttlebutt the dog.
Oh? What?
He ain't housebroken.
That does it. You get that dog out of there. He don't sleep here.
Don't get excited. We'll get a wooden box and we'll fill it full of sand. That'll fix everything.
Where are you going to get sand in the ocean?
When I say I'm going to get sand, I'm going to get sand. I'll go out and sand patrol.
Well, you better get something.
Look, pal, if you could see him lowering a man overboard tonight, you know there ain't no sand on the ship, but I'll get it.
Where is he going to get sand on the ship?
Don't worry. I'll get it. Gentlemen, Sam.
It's Sam.
Yeah, Scuttlebutt. Now, there's your bed. Make yourself at home.
Where'd you get that?
When Cousin Mike says he's going to dig up some sand, Bob, he does.
I don't like to be called Bob.
Where'd you get it, Mike?
Down in the engine room. It's treated with a chemical to make it non-skid for the steps.
Next time you're out scrounging, Mike, see if you can find me a nurse. Size 12.
I might. Hey, Scuttlebutt. Now, you dig yourself a nice hole in old Uncle Mike's sand.
That dog still stinks.
Hey, you haven't got any soul, Bub. Why, where else could you find a furry, wobbly-eared little hound like this, huh? Oh, look at that. Feet like banjos. Hey, he likes you, Salford. You can tell. Yes, sir, Bub. You can tell he likes you.
That's what did it, the sand. Salford was a senior and out of the congregation, a lieutenant. He was kind of a sour guy with a life is lick me expression. He could take almost anything, but Mike Bates, that little dog, and being called Bub, he could see him doing a slow burn. When Mike went up on watch, he slammed his shoes on the floor and made a little speech.
That big mouth has got to be shut up.
Well, Mike is a little cheerful.
Cheerful? He makes Pollyanna look like a pessimist. If he calls me Bub once more, I'm going to...
Did you see him eat that cream sausage this morning? He asked for more. So help me, he asked for more and sent his compliments to the cook.
Something's got to be done.
Well, we could assassinate him.
That's too final. Something in between. Wait a minute. I think maybe I've got it. Miller, you and I are going up to see the radio officer.
Ensign Michael Bates, report to the bridge.
Hey, what was it, Mike? What'd they want?
What's up? They gave me the darndest thing I ever saw.
What's the matter? You look nervous.
Well, listen to this. Upon arrival of submarine shark fin, considered discharged. Proceed to destination subsequently designated. Urgent, priority, secret, allowed 100 pounds luggage.
Hey, Mike.
Sounds big.
Hey,
that means a secret mission, priority. Can you beat that? A submarine coming for you.
Yeah. I guess this is about the most interesting thing that happened to me. Except maybe that telegram from Cecil B. DeMille. Did I ever tell you about that?
No, tell me about that.
Well, they had this picture working, and they couldn't get the second lead right, so they... Oh, forget DeMille. This is terrific.
How do you figure, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, I got it all figured. Nothing so strange about it. I remember something I never told you guys. Now, when I was a kid, my old man traveled in Japan for 11 months.
Oh, yeah?
I understand. I forgot most of the Japanese, but the old man let me run wild. Oh, I know. Tokyo like a bull.
Yeah, it begins to add up, huh?
Maybe we'd better not ask any more questions.
It said only 100 pounds luggage. What are you going to do with all that extra?
That stuff, give it away. Sell it.
Hey, give me an auction in that pigskin bag, huh?
I'll bid for that fur-lined jacket.
Oh, you better hold an auction, Mike.
Hey, how about this? Look at this. On the back of this brush, it says, "To Mike, a real actor from Myrna."
How about that?
Yeah. And take a look at the shaving set. "To get you out with a close shave, love, Claudette."
Yeah, well, those things don't mean nothing. The studio went up for a lot of publicity when I enlisted. Sell them all.
Hey, Mike, you don't want to lose those things. Take it easy.
That junk, you can't take fancy things like that with you on a submarine bomb, maybe for Tokyo. No. All those.
Hey, look, guys, I think maybe we ought to... Well, you know, you can go too far.
Shut up. Now, if Mike wants to sell us stuff, that's his business. He knows what he's doing.
I think maybe we better call it off. I think...
Come in.
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, hi, Crowder. Come in.
I shouldn't, sir.
Come on in. This is Crowder, the original owner of Scuttlebutt.
That's what I came about, sir. It's all over the ship about you and your submarine coming for you. I brought you $5 for Scuttlebutt.
Well, I don't know.
I could take the box with me. I wouldn't even have to wake him up.
I'm sorry, kid. That hound brought me good luck. I'm taking him as part of my 100-pound luggage.
Hey, wait a minute, Mike. You can't take a dog in a submarine. What would happen to discipline?
Oh, nuts. If Mike wants to take his dog in a submarine, he can go right ahead. Right, Mike?
That's crazy. You can't take a dog in a submarine. Think of the oxygen.
They don't breathe much.
There's a regulation against it.
Where?
There's got to be a regulation about it. Hey, sailor. You ever been in a submarine?
Who, me, sir? Oh, no, sir.
Well, we've got to find out. Don't you worry, Mike. We'll find out for you. We'll find out if you can take that dog on a submarine.
Out in this. All men who have had submarine service report after Lieutenant Salford. All men with submarine service.
How about it, Pettis? Can you take a dog in a submarine?
Well, sir, it depends. I was on one pig boat that wouldn't even let you take a pair of extra socks.
Oh, tough luck, Mike. You gotta leave Scuttlebutt behind.
Well, now, on the other hand, on another one, a guy had a snake. I put my hand in his pocket once looking for some cigarettes, and out comes this snake. I could have murdered him.
There you are. You can't take the dog.
And a pig's eye can. The regulations
say... What regulations between a man and his dog?
Ah, you're maudlin.
All right, knock it off. Now, I don't care if you ever had dogs in a submarine before, but this trip starts a new tradition.
You tell him, Mike.
If Admiral Halsey don't like it, let him speak in person, Uncle Mike, huh?
That's the spirit, Mike. A fellow going on a dangerous mission's got a right to take his dog.
Hey, maybe we better post a watch.
That's right. We got to spot the sub when it comes for you, Mike.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to miss it. Same, maybe that's a good idea.
I'll take starboard. You take port, Salford.
You better get on deck. Don't want Mike to miss that submarine.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Seen any sign of it?
No. I'm not worried.
You should have been here. Probably just playing possum till they're sure the coast is clear. They're going to pick me up just at dusk.
You think so, huh?
Sure, it just figures that way. I better get my gear up on deck.
I'll come along. Give you a hand.
Now hear this. Ensign Michael Bates, report to the bridge. Be under the bridge.
Hey, Mike.
I better get up there in a hurry.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't this shake the fruit in your grandmother's bonnet?
Hey, guys.
What happened?
Get a load of this. Another cable. If seas permit, we'll pick up by Catalina at 7C9X at sunset. 55 pounds luggage, secret urgent.
Pick up by plane? They must be in a hurry.
What do you figure, Mike? Boy, oh boy, if they want me this bad, it must be something big, huh? They're probably going to drop me behind enemy lines.
How do you figure that?
Well, I never told you this before, but I did a lot of parachute work in California before the war, had my own plane, you know. Hey, 55 pounds? I better get busy on my gear. Give me a hand, will you, guys?
A pleasure.
You want these English shoes, Mike?
No room. Oh, boy, I'll bet it's somewhere around Yokohama. Boy, do I know those docks.
Here, you take these shirts, Miller.
Thanks.
Yep, my old man had a funny theory about bringing a kid up. He said, let him break a leg, let him break his head, but don't ever let him break his spirit.
Hey, wait a minute, Mike. How about Scuttlebutt?
Yeah, the dog. How are we going to know if they're going to let him on a PBY?
Come on, there, Scuttlebutt. I guess if a guy's going to jump into the heart of Yokohama, they'll let him take a dog as far as the last airfield, huh? Come on, boy. We better get up and look for that plane.
Can you beat that? Up there looking for that plane?
What a ham, boy. What a ham.
You think the old Navy was waiting for my baby?
Gee, I'll bet he stays up there all night.
I guess somebody's got to tell him sooner or later.
Seems a shame, though. Well, who's going to tell him?
Not me.
Hey, Jim.
Not me. This is your baby. I don't want any part of it.
You're the only guy you can tell him, Jim. You weren't in on it.
No point in getting into a fight, is there? Go ahead, Jim. You gotta do it.
Well, let him watch the plane a little longer, though. Maybe till dark, huh?
We'll give you the word, Jim. Then you go up and tell him.
Hey, stick by me, Scuttlebutt. Don't you get lost now.
Mike?
Oh, hi, Jim. Boy, look at that, see? A blind man could put a PBY down there. Oh, boy.
Mike, I want to tell you this quick, and then I'm going to walk away.
What are you getting at? What are you talking about?
Well, that cable about the submarine and the PBY, they planted them. It's just a rib, a gag.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to have 55 pounds luggage. They're going to pick me up.
Don't you get it? There isn't any PBY. The whole thing's a joke. Salford, Miller, and the rest of them.
You sure about that? Oh, that plane could come in any minute. Now, look at that sea like a mirror.
Snap out of it, Mike. Get back to reality. There isn't any plane. It was a joke.
Well, there you are, Scarlett. Come on. Boy, when I fall, I guess I go all the way.
I'd better get below.
Now, wait a minute. I guess that's why I've had such a wonderful time in life. I've always believed I could do anything. I remember at school once, I dreamed one night that next day in the Hill Lawrence game, I'd intercept the pass and score a touchdown. Only I wasn't sleeping. I just kind of dreamed while I was awake. Next afternoon, it happened, just like that. I looked up, there was a pass hanging in the sky, and I was a hero.
Look, I'm sorry, Mike.
And one morning, I simply up and said, I'll be a movie actor. 2 years later, I was.
It was a dirty trick, Mike.
Yeah, fierce. Jim, I haven't the slightest doubt that I'll be a good man in this war. When it's over, I'm going to be big stuff in Hollywood, too. You watch. Maybe that's the difference between me and the rest of those clucks that I'm living with. Oh, hey, fella, look at that. See, a PBY could come in easy as a pigeon on the grass.
All the time I was talking to him, he kept looking out at the ocean, waiting for that airplane. Even when he knew it was all a gag or a phony, he kept watching, staring, looking for that PBY. He had been so able to project himself into a submarine or into a PBY in a secret mission that he couldn't snap back to reality. I left him there with Scuttlebutt in his arms watching the endless Pacific. Great Ocean was as peaceful as a meadow. And it was not unlikely that it could have landed right there beside us. And there was Mike staring off into the darkness, waiting. Below, the boys were having a good time.
Hey, Jim, have a drink.
We're celebrating the secret mission.
No, thanks.
How'd he take it?
Did he get mad? Boy, I'd like to see his face.
Oh, I bet he wanted to jump over the side.
How'd he take it?
You'd be surprised.
Come on, Jim. Jim, how'd he take it? What did he do? Did he blow his top?
Forget it. I figure you're entitled to a laugh.
Fellas, I know the docks in Yokohama like the back of my hand.
Hey, what's up?
It's the alarm. We gotta get topside.
Cut those lines.
Hey, what is it?
Over there, sir. The light trap. Somebody did it.
I have to do 9 degrees to pick them up.
Eight of them. Look at it. You can count them. Look at eight of them when I grab.
Boy, are they lucky. All right, there. Get moving. Get moving. Get a line over the side. Get the jig and slatter down. Get a sling wrench.
The landfall heeled sharply and lost headway. The emergency crew manned the rail, and soon we were hauling 8 bedraggled men to safety. The scuttlebutt shot through the script. We didn't know what to believe. But suddenly the squawk box blared.
Ensign Page, report to sick bay immediately. Ensign Michael Page to sick bay.
Excuse me, sir. I thought...
What's the matter with you, sailor?
I thought maybe Mr. Bates was back.
Back from where?
What's going on here?
Well, don't you know? The scuttlebutt's all over the ship. The captain of the sunken plane has to see the man who saved him.
What plane?
The PBY.
A PBY?
Sure, I went down 4 days ago. They were in bad shape.
You mean Mike Bates spotted them?
Yes, sir. Two of the men were loony. One to kiss his hand. Bates wouldn't let him, so they kissed the pup. The plane captain's going to see that Mr. Bates gets a medal or something. Excuse me, sir. I got to get back.
Plane crew kissed the pup.
The PBY plane crew. A PBY. Just like you wise guys said. Mike's plane came.
How could we know it would backfire?
Well, I better give back those brushes with Love Myrna on them.
Yeah, I'll better get Mike's stuff together and give it back to him.
This isn't going to be pleasant.
Hi, fellas.
Hello, Mike.
Come on, Scuttlebutt. You set up on a table there and you behave yourself, huh? Hey, is that coffee? Oh, boy.
Nice going, Mike.
Yeah. Nice going, Mike.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. If I were in the theater, I'd give you a curtain speech.
Here are your brushes, Mike.
Oh, the ones that Myrna gave me, Miller? Probably the nearest you'll ever get to a beautiful girl, huh?
Yeah.
You know, that PBY was a long time coming. I'm sure glad you fellas told me it was on its way, though. Oh, incidentally, the Mike Bates Pawn Shop will be open tonight to buy back any clothes or luggage I might need for the rest of this trip.
You're okay, Mike. Well, you're okay.
I guess this calls for a drink, huh? We got nothing left but coffee. Coffee, Mike?
Hey, look out! Look out!
Here. Burned your foot on the coffee, huh? Oh, you poor little pup.
I hear they're going to give you a medal, Mike.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't see the raft at all. I had nothing to do with it. No human being could have seen the raft. But Scuttlebutt did. Maybe he smelled it. Anyway, he started barking. I told him to shut up, but he went right on. Finally, even I had sense enough to know something was wrong. I'm pretty lucky, huh?
Hey, maybe he's hurt, Mike. That coffee was scalding.
Oh, you dumb banjo-footed little mutt. Stick your feet in boiling coffee. You got no more sense than some Navy officers.
You have heard Scuttlebutt by James Michener. Our radio adaptation was by Ernest Canoy. In tonight's cast, Jim was played by Lee Millar, Salford by Gilbert Fry, Miller by Frank Gerstel, Mike by Whitfield Connor, Pettis by Bert Holland, the Master at Arms was Kurt Martell, Crowder was Eddie Firestone, the Animal Effects by Earl Keane, your announcer, Eddie King. The director of NBC Presents Short Story is Andrew C. Love. Be with us again next week for our production of John Collier's short story, Demortuous.